This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the closing time spectacular.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we hope you've enjoyed your day at Mockery Manor. Please stay behind the barriers and enjoy the Mockery Manor closing time parade, featuring Queen Boo Boos, Mr. Crackles, and their loyal subjects, the staff of Mockery Manor.
To Mockery Manor. We hope you've had a super magical day. So take your places in an orderly manner. It's time for Mockery Manor's evening parade. Mr. Crackles has been patiently waiting. He's been so lonely while the manor's been closed. Now we're back open and he's thrilled that you made it to Mockery Manor for our wonderful shows.
She must have fallen 20 feet.
Is anyone a doctor?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Queen Boo Boos wishes you a very good morning and hopes you enjoy your day here at Mockery Manor.
Welcome to Mockery Manor!
I don't like it!
Don't be silly, Evie. It's just a big cat. Look, she's waving at you. Go on, wave back.
No!
All right, come on, you two. Excuse me.
Hello there. Welcome to Ye Olde Village. Would you like a photo on the docking stool?
No!
No thanks.
Can I interest you in a witch's finger?
Oh, a what?
A witch's finger!
Yeah!
That's a sausage on a stick. 50 pence each.
Stop it, Dylan. The man said it's just a sausage. Can I just have a map of the park?
Ah, well, that lovely lady over there can help you with that, madam. The one with the ponytail who looks awful tense.
Thank you. Hello, can I have a park map, please? Just the one?
Okay. There you go. Hello, what are your names?
No!
Oh my God, what's the matter now? Can I buy alcohol here?
Sorry, this is just an information booth.
I mean, in the park.
Oh, yeah, well, Ye Olde Mockery Inn, just over there, by the stocks.
Great, thanks. Come on, you two.
Have fun. Get me one while you're at it.
You're right there, JJ. How's it going now? Thought I'd come over and say hello and all that. So, hello. Shall I say hello again? I don't think I've said it enough.
So, what you're saying is, hello?
Ah, that's it. You're a very eloquent woman, JJ.
Well, if that's all you've come to say, then I guess you can go now.
Ah, well, I might have further conversational gambits to try.
Oh, yeah.
Quite advanced ones, in fact, like, how are you?
Oh, very impressive. Do you want the standard response or something a bit more honest?
Ah, no, honesty, there's a rare commodity.
Oh, ask me again, then.
Oh, sure. JJ, how are you?
You want to know how I am, Matty?
Yeah, how are you?
I am so bored.
Oh.
I'm bored. And look, I'm so hot. Just look at my pits.
Oh, eloquent and demure.
I think someone else had this wench's outfit before me. I found eggshells in the pockets.
Still, could be worse. Could be stuck on The Exorcist like your sister. Ah, oh, no, stand downwind and you can smell the vomit on her so you can.
God, don't. I found her in the toilets last night, scrubbing her hands raw. She looked like Lady Macbeth.
Out, damned puke. Out, I say.
Oh, I felt so bad.
Why? Just potluck where you get. It's not your fault Betty's where she is.
It kind of is.
Huh?
Oh, it's nothing. How's that ducking stool going?
Oh, it's weirdly popular.
Nothing says family friendly like the persecution of women. Hey, Matty, have you seen Parker around here?
Joy, I was going to ask you the same thing. It's fucking weird as how it is.
Isn't it?
It is. I mean, sure, getting promoted's one thing and good for him, but moving into the manor house? What's he doing? Hanging out with Margot Mockery.
He doesn't even come into the canteen anymore. He's eating with them.
Yeah, and he's never in the parade either. Is he even still going out with Betty?
Oh, I don't know. She won't even talk to me, but I don't think so.
Huh.
She's been hanging out with that boy, you know, the one who plays dodgeball.
Oh, the one with the stuffy nose.
Yeah.
Can't smell the vomit on her, I guess. Why isn't she talking to you?
Oh, just, you know, sister stuff.
Ah, I know it well. Got five of my own. That's why I'm so good with the ladies.
Yeah?
Sure. If a lady wants to be wrestled to the ground and farted on, I'm your man. My patter's top-notch too, judging by your glazed expression.
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking.
Oh?
About Parker.
Oh.
I've seen him, like, twice since opening day. Both times, he just said hi and then he ran off.
Yeah. It's like he wants us to forget about him. So, maybe we should.
And he said he'd get me on Dreamland.
Why do you want Dreamland?
I really want to go back. I haven't been there since Parker showed me round, but by the time my shift's over, they've already closed it. Oh, he said he'd help me.
Parker says a lot of things you shouldn't believe.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want to be a tattletale, but I was talking to Sonia, and she told me
Sonia? Why are you talking to her? She's awful.
Ah, she's not that bad.
Oh, you know, I've had to change dorms because of her.
Yeah, but
she literally ransacked my wardrobe just looking for that stupid bracelet.
Oh, yeah, that's not cool.
No, but it's not cool. It's not cool at all.
But you should hear what she has to say about Parker.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, let's listen to Sonia, shall we? Yeah, great idea, Matty.
But she said that Parker was...
I don't care what she said.
Well, you might, because...
No, Matty. Sonia told everyone that I'm the thief. No one will talk to me now.
Well, I'm talking to you.
So I'm not about to help Sonia spread more lies.
Okay. But I really think you should hear this.
Matty, he's supposed to be your friend.
Oh, no.
Poor bloke. Stuck in the manor all by himself. No idea that Sonia's slagging him off behind his back.
Ah, no.
I should go and see if he's okay.
Ah, no. We're not allowed in the manor without permission.
I'm done asking permission.
Right. Okay. I could come with you.
No, it's all right.
Okay. Well, better get back to the stool. Looks like there's a queue forming. Time to go murder some women. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, Matty, you feckin' idiot.
Kids! Hiya, Matty!
Huh?
Over here, in the ticket booth!
Oh, hi! Davina?
Come up and see me sometime!
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous? Look at him working that stool. He can duck me anytime.
He's like 19.
Oh, to be 19 again? Or 29. Or 39. Or 49.
Two adults and two children, please.
£13.98, please.
How much? I
I could get 14 pints of lager for that with change left over and have a lot more fun, I can tell you. Here, don't kids go free?
£1.99 for the under-12s.
Right. One adult and three children, please.
Oh, aye. This lady's under 12, is she?
Yeah.
Really? Hello, dear. That's a pretty frock you got on. What's your name?
Huh?
It's Fiona.
Fiona.
What year were you born, Fiona?
You what?
You heard. Quickly.
1978.
1963.
Fiona.
What?
Two adults, £13.98, please.
Fine. There. Bloody rip-off. You just cost me £4.
30 years of customer service, and if there's one thing I've learned, Emma, it's this. They're all lying, cheating bastards.
Two pensioners, two children, please.
Take my advice. Get out while you can.
I beg your pardon.
I'm not talking to you, dear. I'm talking to my trainee. She's learning the ropes, aren't you, Emma?
Yeah.
Tuppence change. There you go. Have a nice day. 30 bloody years. Can you believe I've been here that long?
Yeah.
Code Gamma. Urgent. Code Gamma. I need help. Somebody please help.
Should we answer that?
Ignore it.
Oh, God. It's everywhere. Two children sick on the Debutante Waltz. Send backup. Oh, no. No, not another one. Do it over the side. Over the side.
Just one, is it?
Oh, I'm not here for the park. I'm looking for my brother. He works here.
Oh, yeah? Who's that, then?
Nicholas Gibbs. He's the caretaker. He's not answering his phone. I'm a little bit worried.
Nicholas Gibbs. Oh, old Nick. Yeah. Oh, you're his sister. Brilliant. Yeah, I haven't seen him about recently.
Hasn't anyone checked on him?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. Listen, why don't you go talk to Jenkins? He's up at the big house. Go on, go through. It's open.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. So, do you know Jenkins? Old fella, very dapper. He's Margot Mockery's right-hand man. And more than just a hand, know what I mean? Anyway, Jenkins rang me at home yesterday, and guess what? Go on, guess.
He fired you.
He wouldn't dare. I know too much. No, he wanted to give me something. A big something. Go on, guess what it was.
Two adults, please.
Only a bloody house. A house? For me long years of service. What do you say to that?
5 pence change.
I mean, it's not worth much. It's the old groundskeeper cottage in the woods. No electricity, no phone line.
Hello?
Three under 12s, 597.
And the thing is, I don't want to live on site. I just don't. Don't drop a jobby where you eat, know what I mean? But still, not bad, eh?
Thank you.
Have you met Margot yet? No? She walks around the park occasionally. She doesn't say much, though. She's got one of them artificial voice boxes. I think she's a bit self-conscious about it. But you might meet her. Yeah, you don't see much of her nowadays. Unlike this new manager, God, he's everywhere. What's his name again?
Mr. Norton.
Aye, Norton, that's it. Gives me the willies, he does.
1097, please.
Well, he'd like to give me the willies, if you know what I mean. Dirty bugger. Oh, here, just to warn you, he's going around the park today doing customer service checks. Him and that wraith of an assistant. What's her name, her with the knees?
Carol.
Carol, that's it. So you better take that choker off, Emma. He won't like that. And those gloves, too.
Oh, do I have to?
If you don't, he will. I was smoking by the Origin Showcase earlier. He comes charging over. What's that in your mouth, Davina? You know the rules about smoking.
What's that? No smoking in park.
Of course you can, sir. It's a free country. It's just staff. No smoking in uniform for us.
That's barbaric.
I know.
You should unionise.
That's what I said.
Two adults, one child, please.
And guess what? He confiscated me pipe.
No.
I know. 30 years I've been here and I get me pipe taken away by some twat in a suit. Have a nice day, love.
Bye now. Come on, kids.
Do you want a boiled egg? I've got spare.
Can I go on a break, please?
Huh? Oh, yeah, go for it. Go chat to that big fella on stool duty.
Matty?
Aye, Matty. How well do you know him?
I don't.
Well, this is your chance. Go on. You're only young once.
I don't like boys.
Someone clean this up.
Uh-oh, look. Look over there. Look, it's Norton. He's coming. Do, 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 be do, do, be do. You know, Darth Vader theme tune. Oh, we're all right for a minute. He's heading for the information booth.
Greetings.
Hello, sir.
No, not today, Miss Armstrong. Today I am Bill, a customer.
And this is my assistant, daughter, Sandra.
Carol.
We're role-playing, Carol. You're Sandra now.
You want me to call you Bill?
You don't call customers by their first names. We're not Americans. Kindly use the correct address for a male customer, which is Sir. It's all right, you were correct the first time. Carry on. What do you say next?
How can I help you today, sir?
No, you say, welcome to Mockery Manor, and then you say, how can I help you today, sir? Go on.
Welcome to Mockery Manor. How can I help you today, sir?
Very good. My five-year-old daughter and I are looking for Empire Land. Can you tell me, A, the shortest route from this point, B, about Empire Land's attractions, and C, any relevant restrictions?
Okay, so it's that way. You see, over there? Head for the waterfall thing. That's the Heart of Darkness River Adventure.
Restrictions?
You have to be over a metre to ride the Heart of Darkness. I think your daughter's tall enough.
I'm 5'9".
All right, what else?
There's the Khyber Fast Pass.
Ooh, that sounds exciting, doesn't it, Sandra?
Do you want me to answer?
Well, it's not actually a ride. It's a ticket that helps you skip the queue. So, when you don't want to wait in line for the Heart of Darkness, you can go and get one of the Khyber Fast Passes from the machines and it prints out a ticket for the time. And when the time comes, you just go to the Heart of Darkness and they let you straight in.
Let me stop you there.
I had stopped.
That was very, very boring. Make it sound exciting. It isn't a ticket reservation system. It's an experience. Look here, let me show you. Sandra, have you heard about the Khyber Fast Pass?
No.
It's an amazing new system from Wizard Entertainment, the number one attractions company and market leader in ticket innovation. The Khyber Fast Pass means you spend less time in the queue. How much? Up to 15 minutes less. Why not use that extra time to relax on a bench or maybe grab a bite to eat? Check out Empire Land's fast-serve restaurant, Ganga Dindins. Sample the best food and drink the Empire has to offer. How about a delicious coronation chicken baked potato? Or a coronation chicken sandwich washed down with a cup of tea? See what I did there? I sold you a coronation chicken meal deal and you didn't even realise. Now, you try. Tell me about the Empire Land Parade. In fact, sell me a premiere ticket.
Would you like to buy...
No, I would not like to buy anything. Don't use words like buy. Don't tell the customer they'll be spending more money. Sell them an experience.
Dave to Norton, over.
Here we go. Yes.
Code 200767 in Dreamland, over.
Code what? No, never mind. I'm coming. Sandra. Carol, stay here and test JJ on her land's knowledge.
I'll just, go.
Okay.
You won't tell him, will you?
Nah, of course not.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, I want to talk to you.
Hi, it's Emma, yeah? Sorry, I'm terrible with names.
You're Parker's girlfriend.
Oh, no, that's my sister.
Okay, whatever. Can you tell him?
Well, I haven't really seen him.
Tell him he needs to give Sonia's bracelet back.
Sorry, what?
He said he was going to give it back, but it's been a week.
Hang on. Sonia's bracelet? The one that everyone thinks that I stole?
Ugh, yeah.
Parker took it? What, but... That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just tell him to hurry up, all right? All he has to do is drop it somewhere, she'll find it.
Why are you asking me to tell him?
I can't find him. Look, if it's not back by tomorrow, I'll tell Sonia I saw you give it to him, and you'll both be in deep shit.
What the hell? Why would you do that? Emma, come back here!
Everything all right?
No, Emma just came over and she said that Parker... I don't even get it. Why would Parker take it? And how would Emma know where it is? I don't understand what's going on.
Uh-oh, did Parker sleep with Emma too?
What? No, hang on a moment. What do you mean, too? And why are you so keen for Parker to be some dickhead all of a sudden?
I'm not. I mean, he is a dickhead, but I'm not, like, happy about it.
I'm going to go talk to him right now.
Oh, JJ.
Cover my booth, will you? I'm going to the manor.
But Norton's walking around the park. If he catches you,
you can handle Perster.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Wait, JJ!
Excuse me, young man. I just found a hair in my witch's finger.
Oh, for the love of God.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Shh! Stupid door. Whoa. Fancy.
Call maintenance, a bulb there.
Shit, shit, shit!
New staff still aren't up to scratch. Pencil in another 2 hours of training tonight, Carol.
It's a 14-hour day, you bastard.
Oh, and add this to the diary. 5 o'clock meeting with Jenkins about the late opening of the Roswell coaster. Oh, hello, Parker. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Call me Jeffrey. We both report to Margot now, eh?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Jeffrey, sir.
I knew I recognised potential in you, my boy. Oh. And do you know, something clicked the other day and I realised I knew your father.
Oh, you did?
Yes. He was a ride engineer, was he not?
Yeah.
We contracted together November 82, Pleasurewood Hills.
Oh, right.
We used to talk about you a lot, Parker.
Oh.
I was very saddened to hear of his death the next year.
Thank you, sir. Geoffrey.
Very sad indeed. Tragic. But life goes on, eh? The roller coaster roars ever onwards.
Yes, sir. Although my mum's never really been the same.
Oh, I've been invited for dinner at the manor tonight.
Oh.
So I suppose I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later. JJ? What are you doing here?
Get in here. I want to have a word with you.
You came to see me?
No, I came to hang out with Margot.
You did?
I'm joking. Of course I came to see you.
Oh, it's so great to see a friendly face.
Yeah, but we don't have long, though. Look, Emma came up to me earlier.
Emma?
The goth girl?
Oh, yeah.
She said something really weird. She said that you had Sonya's bracelet. And she was like, make him give it back. And I was like, okay, crazy person.
The bracelet. I totally forgot.
What?
I must still be in my jean jacket.
Why do you have it?
Oh, it's a long story, but I didn't take it. Stop looking at me like that. Bloody Kelly took it, and then Emma took it off her, and then I took it off Emma.
What?
I know, it sounds mad. Here, could you do me a favour? When you go back to the dorms later, could you just, like, drop it by Sonia's bed or something?
Are you mental? If she caught me, then
I know, I'm sorry. I wouldn't ask, but I won't get a chance to do it myself.
Oh, fine. Look, just give it to me then.
Oh, shit, it's in my room. That's over in the West Wing. Here, I tell you what. I'll come find you in the park later. I'll give it to you then.
Okay. So you're allowed to do that, are you? Go and visit your friends?
Yeah, of course.
You haven't come to see me.
I bloody have. Every day, in fact.
What are you talking about?
You'll see. Look, I've got to get back to work.
No, Parker, what's going on? Why are you here? Did you get promoted?
Yeah. I've worked for Margot a long time, JJ. Guess it's my time to shine.
You sound thrilled.
Well, I miss you guys.
We miss you too.
Betty doesn't. She hates me.
Have you split up?
She didn't tell you. Yeah. Well, it's for the best. I'm really busy and...
Doing what?
Well, I guess I'm sort of head of security now.
Wow. Okay.
But maybe we could still hang out.
Aren't you too busy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I am, but... Oh, I can make time for one friend, for God's sake. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah. Go on then. I'll be your only friend, you big loser.
Great. That's great.
Oh, blimey, it's Norton.
There's a door back here. Leads to a corridor that takes you outside. Go through that, it's safer.
Thanks, Parker. I guess I'll see you later.
Abso-bloody-lutely.
Trousers, meowsers, boys and girls. It's the Mockery Man of Parade. Make way for Queen Boobies. Hello, boys and girls.
Oh, I love being in the parade. Makes me feel dead important. Smile, love. No one wants to see a miserable serving wench walking down the street.
No one's looking at us. They're all just looking at the people on the floats.
Not true. Most of the dads are having a good gawp at you in that blouse.
Oh, really?
I've had 5 grannies pinch me arse today. There's something about being dressed like a peasant. Really seems to get people going.
Why don't you come walk by me, Matty?
You know what? I'm actually going to hop on the float here. Bit tired of walking. So, see you in a bit.
Trousers, meowsers.
Mr. Crackle!
Hello, small child.
Hey, watch where you're going, Crackles.
Sorry. Hello, JJ.
Hi.
Have you been a good little girl today?
What?
Good little girls get shiny presents.
Parker? Is that you? You're in Mr. Crackles?
Yeah, I certainly am.
So this is what you meant by seeing you every day?
Part of my security rounds. Every day, twice around the park. I brought the bracelet.
God, don't! Someone might see.
Trust me, no one is paying any attention. Hiding in plain sight, innit? But if you're worried, look, over here, between these 2 floats. Keep walking or it'll run you over. There you go.
Oh, this bloody bracelet. Everyone thinks I stole it, you know.
Oh, really?
It's gross, too. I mean, what's this? A bottle cap? Who puts a bottle cap on a charm bracelet?
There's a dog tag, too.
Oh, yeah. It's not even a nice tag. God, she's so weird.
Must have sentimental value.
Let's see what a stupid dog is called, huh? Harvey... 29 Willow Crescent. Harvey.
The best way to get over a man is to get under a new one. Someone without a bald spot on a mortgage this time.
That's my aunt's dog.
Oh, yeah? Same name, is it?
Same name, same address. 29 Willow Crescent, that's my auntie Janet's house. Harvey is her dog. Parker. Why has Sonya got my aunt's dog tag?
Oh, shit! Queen Boo-Boo's fell off the float.
Oh, my God!
Is anyone a doctor?
JJ, I think Sonia's in there.
Stay tuned until after the credits for a special treat. Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ, Betty, Fiona and Queen Boo-Boos. Peter Sauerbutz was Manager Norton. Lindsay Sharman was Emma, Davina and Carol. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Matty and additional voices. Glenda Sharman was Nanny. Heather Owen was Nick's sister. Hayley Morrison was Exasperated Mum. Evie Morrison was Evie. And Dylan Morrison was Dylan.
If you've enjoyed the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, as that helps us reach more listeners. For more information about Mockery Manor, search Mockery Manor on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
He's
to.
He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home!
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.